By the way, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, you know, the way we do here.
Yeah.
Did they celebrate the same in Ireland?
No.
We have parades and all that. Did they have parades in Ireland?
Well, they do. In the south of Ireland, they've got more parades than they have in the north. Protestant and Catholic. Sure, the Catholics would have.
They had parades and celebrates.
Yes.
More than the Protestants did.
That's correct.
So you live here at Inverness. You're soon to be 89 years old.
That's correct.
You're in good health?
I'm in good health and enjoying life.
Now, how does it make you feel to soon to be 89, you think about life? Would you like to be younger?
No, I wouldn't. I'm enjoying life, and I get up every morning. I'll walk for half a mile. My dog and I go out for a walk every morning, and then tonight I will take her out for a walk. We'll have a nice walk. And I love to walk.
Well, it keeps you in shape. You're in great shape.
I love to walk. Some people say, well, we have a fitness place here, but I don't go to it. I take all my exercise walking.
And at your age, do you think much about the afterlife?
No.
It doesn't faze you that...
I'm going to be going sometime, and I'll go and see my wife.
Yeah.
That's all I look forward to.
Amen. Young people like to talk to elder people about life. What advice would you give to young people?
That's a hard one. I'd say, keep on going and do the best you can. Now, don't push your way around. Just enjoy life as you're doing it.
And a lot of people say, do what you like to do. You enjoyed that clubhouse for 55 years, and that's why you stuck with it, because you enjoyed people.
I enjoyed the people.
Yeah.
The people, you know, I had wonderful people, wonderful people. They were good to me, 55 years, and the ladies, not the men. The ladies had a bronze bust cast for me.
Yeah, I'd be proud of that, too, if it was the ladies who did that
for
me.
The ladies did that for me.
Right. How would you like to be remembered?
As sweet old George. I'm doing the best I can.
I believe, too, that when you talk about sweet old George, you were made an honorary member.
Member.
So you can go out there and play anytime you want.
Anytime I want. Well, things are changing somewhat. I do not drive anymore. I'm not going to kill anybody on the road with my car. Right. So I just called him one day and I said, Geordie, come and get the car. I'm not going to drive. Do you have a wreck? I said, no, I'm not going to drive anymore. Nobody has talked to me or anything else, but I'm not going to drive anymore. I'm enjoying life, and I've got a great place here. What do I need a car for?
Well, that was very smart, and a lot of times that's a big fight in families, of course, as
yes.
You know. And then because you live here at Inverness, you hear other people talk who are of your age, and you hear some of these issues that go on, and you were smart to do that. There'll be a lot of people listen to this, and they'll have fond memories of Golf Shop George.
George.
And thank you for sharing your
in
this wonderful Irish accent.
If anybody enjoys it, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I cannot tell it.
And we love it.
It's not put on, as you know yourself.
No. Great Irish accent. Thank you. We're glad you didn't like Brooklyn, and we're glad you came here. So thank you, George,
I'm
for telling
so happy.
Us.
Thank you very much, and I've enjoyed every minute I'm living here.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.